In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When the Holy Family fled to Egypt, they had to make a long and dangerous journey through the desert for about 20 days. According to an ancient tradition, they settled in Matarya, also known as Al-Matarya, on the outskirts of Cairo, near Heliopolis, which is about 310 miles or 500 kilometers from Bethlehem. Saint Joseph, taking the child Jesus to Egypt, thus becomes the first missionary. Perhaps for this reason, it was not by chance that Christianity flourished in Egypt in the first centuries, giving rise to great theologians and holy monks such as Origen, Saint Cyril of Alexandria, Saint Anthony the Abbot, and so many thousands of monks who lived in the desert of the Thebaid or Thebais, totally giving their lives to prayer and to the service of God. Perhaps for this reason, it is also no coincidence that the veneration of Saint Joseph developed in Egypt much earlier than in other places. There are some theologians and saints who are of the opinion that Saint John the Baptist and Jeremiah were sanctified in their mother's wombs, and that this must be said with much more reason about Saint Joseph. This is affirmed, among others, by the friar Isidoro de Isolano, Saint Alphonsus Liguori, and the Venerable Mary of Jesus of Agreda, also known as the Abbess of Agreda, who says, Saint Joseph was sanctified in his mother's womb 7 months before his conception, and she continues by saying, I have understood some privileges that due to his great holiness, the Most High granted him for those who invoke him as an intercessor. The first is to attain the virtue of chastity and to overcome the dangers of carnal sensuality. The second, to reach powerful aids to get out of sin and return to the friendship of God. The third, to achieve through him the grace of devotion to Mary Most Holy. The fourth, to achieve a good death, and at that time, defense against the devil. The fifth, that the demons themselves were afraid to hear the name of Saint Joseph. The sixth, to attain bodily health and remedy in other works. The seventh privilege, to achieve succession of children in families. These and many other favors God grants to those who duly and appropriately ask him through the intercession of Saint Joseph. And I ask all the faithful children of the Holy Church to be very devoted to him, and they will know these favors by experience if they dispose themselves as appropriate to receive and deserve them. On June 7, 1660, a shepherd took refuge with his animals in the shade of the trees on the Bessalon Hill in the municipality of Cotignac in France. He was thirsty because it was very hot. Suddenly, a man of imposing build appeared in front of him and, pointing to a rock, said, I am Joseph. Pick up that rock and you'll drink. I can't. It's too heavy, the shepherd replied. You will and can, Saint Joseph said. Then the shepherd approaches and with great surprise moves the rock on the first try, and a fountain of water begins to flow in the place. The shepherd runs and drinks greedily. When he gets up, the man had disappeared. The shepherd runs to announce the news to the town, where nobody believes him. But some people decide to follow him to see the supposed spring. Upon arrival, everyone shouts with joy, because the water has been flowing in abundance for 3 hours, and everyone notes that the rock that the shepherd moved so easily does not move if it is not pushed by at least 8 men together. Then the shepherd becomes aware of the strength that was given to him by heaven and exclaims, The one who was there was Saint Joseph. He gave me strength. Everyone kneels and gives thanks to Saint Joseph. Subsequently, the cures obtained by the application of miraculous water attract crowds to the Bessalon Hill. The veneration of Saint Joseph, until then non-existent in the region, gained extraordinary momentum and quickly spread throughout the area. And with the donations received and with the approval of the Bishop of Fréjus, a chapel is built on the site. The King of France, Louis XIV, decreed that from that moment, the Feast of St. Joseph would be a public holiday throughout the Kingdom of France. The following year, on March 19, 1661, the king consecrated France to St. Joseph. On August 21, 1879, the Virgin Mary appears in the Irish village of Knock. To her right was St. Joseph, and to her left, St. John the Evangelist. These apparitions were approved by the Church, and the sanctuary of Our Lady of Knock, also known as Knock Shrine, is now Ireland's National Marian Shrine. In the apparitions of Fatima, the Virgin Mary told the three little shepherds on September 13, 1917, "Continue praying the rosary to reach the end of the war. In October, Our Lord, Our Lady of Sorrows, and Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and Saint Joseph with the child Jesus will also come to bless the world." And the expected date arrived, and the last of the apparitions happened on October 13, 1917, which was the day of the great miracle of the sun, seen up to 31 miles or 50 kilometers away from the place by more than 100,000 people. The servant of God, Sister Lucia of Fatima, says in her memoirs, "Mary, opening her hands, made them reflect in the sun. And as she rose, she continued to reflect her own light, projecting into the sun. Our Lady disappeared in the immense distance of the firmament. We saw Saint Joseph with the child, and Our Lady, dressed in white with a blue mantle, next to the sun. Saint Joseph with the child seemed to bless the world with some gestures that they made with their hands in the form of a cross. Shortly after, this apparition faded. We saw the Lord and Our Lady, who gave me the idea of being Our Lady of Sorrows. Our Lord seemed to bless the world in the same way as Saint Joseph. This apparition vanished, and I seemed to still see Our Lady in a similar way to Our Lady of Mount Carmel." In Zeytun, a suburb of Cairo in Egypt, where according to tradition the Holy Family was, Our Mother, the Virgin Mary, appeared from April 2, 1968 to September 1970 in the exterior dome of a Coptic church. They were apparitions that everyone could see. Sometimes as many as 100,000 people gathered, and the apparitions lasted from a quarter of an hour to 2 hours or more. On June 8, 1968, it lasted from 9 at night until 4 in the morning. She didn't speak, but she smiled at everyone. Muslims, Jews, Copts, atheists, Catholics, and Christians of different denominations met there. On some occasions, the Virgin Mary appeared surrounded by angels, but on two occasions, she also came as the Holy Family with Saint Joseph and the infant Jesus. Her message, without words, was clear to everyone. She was the mother of all, and she wanted to save and bless everyone in union with Jesus and Saint Joseph. On May 13, 1944, the Virgin Mary appears with the child Jesus and Saint Joseph in Ghiaia di Bonate, province of Bergamo in Italy. She is called the Virgin of the Family. The Virgin Mary appeared to the 7-year-old girl, Adelaide Roncalli. On 6 occasions, between May 13th and July 13th of this year, 1944, the miracle of the sun took place, which was seen by thousands of people and was captured by the Astronomical Observatory of Venice, more than 124 miles or 200 kilometers from the place, and of which the newspaper spoke the next day. The Virgin Mary asked for prayer and penance for the conversion of sinners. Saint Joseph and the child Jesus did not speak, but they smiled sweetly. It is important to note here about the supposed apparitions of the Virgin Mary in Itaperanga, Brazil, in 1994. She appears to the 17-year-old Edson Glauber. On some occasions, the Virgin Mary appeared to him with the baby Jesus in the arms of Saint Joseph. She also spoke to him about the consecration to the most chaste heart of Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph appeared with a heart on his chest, and inside his heart there was an M with a cross, symbolizing Mary and Jesus, as if the three hearts were always united. In these apparitions in Brazil, not yet approved by the Church, like those of Ghiaia di Bonate, she spoke to the young man of the veracity of the apparitions of Ghiai di Bonate, of which the young man had not even heard of or knew the place, but his spiritual director, an Italian priest, did know. Young Edson has visited Ghiai di Bonate and had some apparitions of the Virgin Mary over there, who asks for the recitation of the Holy Rosary and much prayer and penance to save sinners. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.